Welcome to episode 70 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Today we're talking about fun. We're talking about meaningful fun. I'm going to quote here. It says, "Okay, I totally love the second one. I haven't had that much fun in a long time. And I like the sound of my voice. I hope you do too." So that was from Edwina McKenzie, who wrote the foreword and now has recorded the audiobook foreword. For the audiobook, the audio version for the audiobook. And that's here. I haven't had that much fun in a long time. And that's pretty much sums up what I'm after with my books, with my podcasts, with my courses, with my whatever. I mean, I'm a pretty simple guy when it comes down to it. I just want to have fun. Yet I guess you could say, well, let's like throw water balloons off the top of the building. That's fun. But I guess I do have to say it's like meaningful fun. I don't know if that makes it less fun, but I don't know. For me, it makes it more fun, meaningful fun. And I'm a creative guy. I like creative fun. I like creating. I like making. I like doing. I like producing. I like distributing. So all that stuff for me is fun. But then when it's good and it just like hits you and it sort of vibrates right or resonates or just feels right, then it's really fun. And you know what's even more fun is when someone else is having fun and you help them get to that fun. So on that note, I'm going to let you hear the foreword to the book Decide. And I'm going to let Edwina tell it in her own words as she narrates the foreword to the book. I super enjoyed it. She didn't make any mistakes. She didn't even, sorry, this is a bit, maybe too much information, but in audiobook editing, if you make a mistake, then you say pop, 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 and then you get these big three wavelengths in the audio recording program. And she didn't have a one. She just read it straight through. It was amazing. Okay, here's Edwina McKenzie with the foreword to Decide.
Foreword by Edwina McKenzie. There are 71 questions in this book. Bradley Charbonneau asks a lot of questions. Along the way, he also asked me to write this foreword to his latest book, Decide, There's Usually a Choice, It's Usually Yours. So I guess that makes 72 questions. The reward for asking a lot of questions is people often decide to say yes to something you want. I decided to say yes for a ton of reasons, mostly for the joy of helping Bradley, and some for the fun of telling parts of his story that he doesn't. A little bit risky on his part, if you ask me. Like asking the friend you'd spent a weekend in Vegas with to give a toast at your wedding. Bradley is by far the most curious person I've ever met, and having a curious friend means every conversation is an adventure. For this author, every adventure is also a potential topic for his every single day, ESD, Habit of Writing, now at day number 2165, which is close to 6 years. I don't know about you, but there aren't very many things beyond basic hygiene and sustenance I've done every single day for 6 years. I met Bradley on number 910 ESD. Within a few hours of meeting him, I bluntly stated, "You will get me to write." Only a little pressure on my brand new acquaintance. Turns out, encouraging people to develop a writing habit, write books with their kids, and all things around creating and marketing books only adds fuel to Bradley's eternal flame falls. In between discovering Charlie Holiday's superpowers and chasing lost balls through castles and caverns, Bradley supports writers with podcasts and courses such as Audio for Authors and How to Publish Your First Book. Like the Eternal Flame Falls, when we first met, Bradley's passion for writing was a natural gas pocket looking for a lighter. Steady fuel supplied his daily habit of writing and posting to his blogs. He figured there were some books in there somewhere. He had already decided he didn't want to do what he'd been doing for all those years when he was pretending he wasn't a writer. He was open to more, confused about much, and curious about everything. He was making those small decisions he talks about in this book, the ones that lead you closer to places you are drawn to visit, yet haven't quite decided to live. On day number 912 ESD, Bradley had no idea what was coming. He hadn't gotten up going, "Today is the day my life changes." However, he was the one who decided in a split second to say yes to all he'd secretly been asking for. My guess is that when he reads this foreword for the first time, he will be surprised to make the connection that his exuberant decision, as in jumping up and down on the side of the road, to blurt out the words, "Hey, give it to me, I'll take it," altered the course of his life. As Bradley writes in Decide, our hearts will guide us to make decisions if we trust it. He wasn't using his thinking decision-making skills when he said those words. He was deciding from a place of inner knowing, a knowing that told him very quickly and clearly, "I want that." And with that simple decision, he got more than a Bic lighter that would quickly run out of fuel. He got a lifetime supply of fireworks. When his heart exploded with electricity, sending bolts of orange, red, and yellow into his body, Bradley's writing caught fire and he's never looked back. Decide is sort of a prequel to Every Single Day, which documented Bradley's challenges and successes and how his decision to write for 30 days led to number 2,165 ESD and counting. Decide will always be a work in progress. Such is the joy of technology that authors can easily update their published work as more decisions lead to more questions that lead to more answers that lead to more decisions. It's a beautiful cycle, one that encourages curiosity, allows for more, and negates the pressure to come up with the right decision. Decide to dive in now. Answer one or all of those 71 questions for yourself. Who knows what doors will open for you? The answers you decide are true for you may well be different from Bradley's, and that is a very good thing. After all, it got you to decide. Edwina McKenzie, author of Carefree, Book 1, It Starts With Open, where you can read the rest of Bradley's number 912 ESD story.